So let's review. The Mishnah continues, Hayivama she'amr b'teich shleishim yoyim loy nevalti koyfei na'isay she'achlitz la. Rashi explains, as per the Gemara, that the Mishnah is speaking of where the Yavim claims to have performed Yibum, which makes her ki'ishtoy l'chol davar, then gave her a get, which allows her to marry anyone, as it does any wife. However, the Yavama claims that he did not perform Yibum, and she is still a Yavama who requires Chalitza to allow her to get married. The Mishnah rules as follows. During the first 30 days, Beis Din compels the Yavam to give Chalitza, because it's reasonably possible that he did not consummate the Yibum. After 30 days of being together, we can only request of him to do chalitza, but we cannot compel him to do so, because it's assumed that he did consummate the yibum. If he admits to not having performed yibum, we certainly compel him to do chalitza even after 12 months. The Gemara explains, Ad shekayfe noise nachlitz nechfenu liyavim. We cannot compel him to do Yibum, because Gita Yoytza Mitachas Yada, he already gave her a get, which disqualifies her from Yibum. Taisus asks, Mahu Mavsidim Chalitzla? Why would the Yavim refuse to perform Chalitza? Taisus answers, Shum Izbayish Bebezdin Lachlitzla Shitark Befanov. He finds it embarrassing. The Ritva answers, Ulay Tizbayish Vitachzulay, Veina Reitzla Asrullah Bechalitza. He hopes for her to reconcile with him, and after Chalitza he may not marry her because of Kivin Shleibon Yishuv LaYivna, but after a get, he may remarry her if she did not marry anyone in the interim. The Mishnah concludes, Hanoideres Hanom Yivama B'chayibala. Koyif Anoisi She'achlitz La. The Yivama made a neder prohibiting her from benefiting from the Yavam. If she made this neder while her husband was still alive, we compel him to give Chalitza, because she was permitted to make such a neder, because Yibum was a remote possibility. If she made this neder after the death of her husband, we only request of him to do chalitza, because she should not have made this neder when she knew there is a mitzvah of Yibum. So too, if she made this neder even b'chayibala, with the specific intention to avoid Yibum, we can only request of him to do chalitza. Hanalach Perek B'Shamay, we have Baruch Shem completed the 13th Perek of Masechtas Yevamos, and will begin the 14th Perek, Cheresh HaNasa Be'Ezra Hashem. A Cheresh V'Chareshes, a deaf-mute person, is halachically considered mentally incompetent and is included in the category of Cheresh Shoyt V'Katan. Therefore, they cannot effectuate Nisuim Mideraisa. However, the Chacham enacted that they can get married in a Nisuim Mideraisa. Therefore, Zok the Mishnah, Cheresh Shenasa Pekachas. If a cheresh married a pekachas, a mentally competent woman, or a pekach married a chereshes, if he chooses to divorce her, the divorce is effective, and if he chooses to remain married, the marriage is effective, midrabanan, because kashem shu kainis bermiza, kachomaitzi bermiza, both the kedushin and the get are accomplished by gesturing. Pekach shenasa pekachas v'nischarsha. If a pekach married a pekachas, a marriage midiraisa, since they were both healthy at the time, and she subsequently became a chareshes, imratza yaitzi v'imratza yikayim, he may divorce her or choose to remain married. Nishtatis lo yaitzi. However, if she subsequently became a shaita, insane, he may not divorce her midirabanan shloyina gubo minig hefker, because some undesirables may take advantage of her. Nischaresh hu ay nishtata einei maitziya ilamis. If he subsequently became a cheresh or a shaita, she can never be divorced. Amar b'yecha ben Nuri, b'mneima ha'isha sh'nescharesha yaitza vo'isha nescharesh eina maitzi. What is the difference? Amar loy, eina deima ha'isha magarish le'isha miskereshes. Sha'isha yaitza l'rtzayna v'shalei l'rtzayna vo'isha eina maitzi eila l'rtzayna. A woman can be divorced without her consent. Therefore, a pekeach can divorce a cheresh or a shaita, but a man cannot divorce without his consent. Therefore, a cheresh shaita who is not capable of giving consent cannot give a get. Hey, Rabbi Yechon min Gud Guda, ala chereshes shesiyo avir sheyetze beget. Rabbi Yechon min Gud Guda testified that a chereshes who is married through her father, an assumed deraisa, can be divorced. Amrulai avzu kayetze ba. They replied that the case of Pekachas v'nischarsha is similar in that although she was married midiraisa, she can be divorced midiraisa because we don't need her consent. The Mishnah proceeds to discuss several instances of Yibum in which a Cheresh or Chereshes were involved. Beis Achen, Charoshin Nisuin, two brothers, both Charoshin, who are married, Lebeis Achoyes Charoshes, the two sisters, both Charoshes. Oy Lishte Achoyes Pekachas, or two sisters, both Pekachas. Oy Lishte Achoyes Achas Chereshes, or Achas Pekachas, or to two sisters, one a Chereshes, the other a Pekachas. Or in the reverse, a Beis Achoyes Charoshes Nisuin, two sisters, both Charoshes, who are married, Lishne Achen Pekchen, Oy Lishne Achen Charoshin, since there is a cheresh or chereshes in each marriage, they are all equally a nisuim midrabanan. Therefore, if one brother dies childless, harei elu peturim min chalitza min yibum, they are exempt from chalitza and yibum, because the yavama is achis ishtei of the yavam. Although merely midrabanan, however, and every midrabanan can be a peturim from ezikim midrabanan, because both marriages are merely midrabanan. However, if the wives were not related, the Yavam may perform Yibum because she is not an erva to him, but cannot give Chalitza because a Cheresh v'Chereshes are disqualified from Chalitza because they are unable to say the Psukim that need to be said by Chalitza. And if he subsequently chooses to divorce her, he can be Megarish Bermiza, although only Midrabanan, but the entire Yibum was only Midrabanan. Shnei Achen, Echad Cheresh v'Echad Pekeach. Nisun l'shte achoyes pekaches, two brothers, Reuven v'Shimon, one a cheresh, the other a pekach, married two sisters, Rachel v'Leah, both pekaches. Reuven and Rachel, the cheresh l'pekachas, is only a nisum d'rabbanan, while Shimon and Leah, the pekach l'pekachas, is a nisum d'raisa. Therefore, meis cheresh bal ha'pekachas, mayas pekach bal ha'pekachas, if Reuven the cheresh dies, teitzei mishum achoyes isha, Rachel is exempt from Yibum v'Chalitza from Shimon because she is an erva to him. However, if Rachel v'Leah were nachriyos, not related, the Mishnah later rules, Oy chaylitz, oy miyabim, Shimon can perform either Yibum or Chalitza with Rachel because she's not an erva. Meis pikeach ba'ale pekachas, mayas l'cheresh ba'ale pekachas. If Shimon the pikeach dies, Leah falls for Yibum midiraisa to Reuben the cheresh. Therefore, moitzi ishta beget. Reuven must divorce his wife because she becomes achayz zikukasay. Because since his marriage to Rachel is merely a nisum midrabanan, Leah is also only achayz ishte midrabanan. And an ever midrabanan cannot be a ptur from a zikim midiraisa. Ve'eshes ach basur le'olam. And Leah may not marry anyone as long as Reuven is alive because he may not perform yibum because she is achayz ishte midrabanan and he cannot give chalitza because he's a cheresh. However, if Rachel v'Leah were nachrius, not related, kainis ve'ena maitzi loylam, Reuven performs yibum because Leah is not an erbitim, but he cannot ever divorce her because the get midirabanan of a cheresh cannot terminate the yibum midiraisa. He also cannot do chalitza because he's a cheresh. Shnei achen pekchen nisuin l'shtei achoyes, achas chereshes v'achas pekachas. In this case, two brothers, Reuven v'Shimon both pekchen, married two sisters, Rachel v'Leah, one a chareshes, the other a pekachas. Reuven and Rachel, the pekach lechareshes, is only a nisum midrabanan, while Shimon and Leah, the pekach lepekachas, is a nisum midiraisa. Therefore, meis pekach bal chareshes, mayas pekach bal pekachas. If Reuven dies, teitzei mishum achoyes isha, Rachel is exempt from yibum chalitza from Shimon, because she is an erva to him. However, if Rachel v'Leah were nachriyos, kindness, Shimon performs yibum midrabanan, but there is no chalitza for a chareshes. And if he subsequently chooses to divorce her, he gives her a get. Meis pekach bal pekachas, mayas pekach bal chareshes. If Shimon dies, Leah falls for yibum midiraisa to Reuven. Therefore, meitzi ishtoi beget. Reuven must divorce his wife because she becomes achayz zikukasay. Because since his marriage to Rachel is merely a nisum midrabanan, Leah is also only achayz ishtoi midrabanan, and an erva midrabanan cannot be a betur from a zikum midiraisa. And Reuven, since he is a bekeach, gives Leah chalitza and she is free to marry. However, if Rachel v'Leah were nachriyos, oy chalitza miyabim, Reuven can do either yibum because Leah is not an ervo, or chalitza because he is a bekeach. The Mishnah continues: Shnei achen, echad cheresh v'echad bekeach, Nisuin l'shtei achoyes, achas chareshes, v'achas pekachas. In this case, two brothers, Reuven v'Shimon, one a cheresh, the other a pekach, married two sisters, Rachel v'Leah, one a chareshes, the other a pekachas, in which it was cheresh l'chareshes and pekach l'pekachas. Meis cheresh b'al chareshes, mayas pekach b'al pekachas. If Reuven, the cheresh b'al chareshes, dies, teitzi m'shem achoyes isha, Rachel is exempt from Yiv Mechalitza from Shimon because she is an Ervatim. However, if Rachel Valei were Nachriyais, kindness, Shimon performs Yiv Medrabanan, but there is no Chalitza for a Chareshes. Vem Ratzalah Yitzi Yitzi. And if he subsequently chooses a divorce, so he gives her a get. Meis Pekech Baal Pekachas, Mayas Lecheresh Baal Chareshes. If Shimon, the Pekech Baal Pekachas, dies, Leah falls for Yiv Midai Raisa to Reuven, the Cheresh Baal Chareshes. Therefore, Maitzi Ishtei Beget. Reuven must divorce his wife because she becomes Achaisuk Ukasai. Because since his marriage to Rachel is merely a Nesu Midrabanan, Leah is also only Achaisuk Shem Midrabanan, and an Ever Midrabanan cannot be a Betur from Azika Midiraisa. Ve'eshes Achim Asur Liyalim. And Leah may not marry anyone as long as Reuven is alive because he may not perform Yibum because she is Achaisuk Shem Midrabanan, and he cannot give Chalitza because he's a Cheresh. However, if Rachel Leah were Nachriyais, kindness ve'ena maitzi le'olam. He performs yibum because Leah is not an ervatim, but he cannot ever divorce her because the get medrabban of a cheresh cannot terminate the yibum d'araisa. He also cannot do chalitza because he's a cheresh.